While the French Riviera is often portrayed as a lush and chic getaway for celebrities and the wealthy elite of Europe, it also holds its share of ominous tales. Such was the case for Patricia de Gorne, who in the 2010s painted herself as a demure, mid-50s woman looking for love. To the eyes of elderly men, Patricia appeared to be a kind, giving partner, one who would happily listen to them and cook dinner each night. Her intentions were anything but honest. Patricia was edging her way into the lives of her wealthy beaux to weaken them with poison and coerce them into handing over their fortunes. As they grew feeble from the Valium she fed them, she moved time and time again to swindle away their money. Tragically, she would succeed and kill many a love-stricken partner in the process. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they'd wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends, and finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we're discussing 57-year-old Patricia de Gorne, known as the Black Widow of the Riviera. In 2011 and 2012, de Gorne allegedly worked her way through the southern region of France, targeting older men to seduce and ingratiate herself with. Through manipulation and sexual favors, she crept her way into their lives, and often their wills. More on Patricia de Gorne after this.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now back to our Black Widow. By midlife, the Black Widow of the Riviera, Patricia de Gorne, was on a deadly path, preying on elderly men in southern France for their material wealth. Newspapers described her as a golden-haired, blue-eyed empoisonneuse, or poisoner in French. It was a disarming facade to mask her, quote, venal and unscrupulous behavior. Though many details of de Gorne's background remain hazy, court reports indicate she had a troubled childhood and may have suffered from domestic violence. Investigators involved in her cases agree she was troubled. One crucial detail of her past is widely circulated, though. Either de Gorne's father or foster father went by the name of Robert. This proved to be an eerie theme in the men de Gorne targeted in France's Côte d'Azur. There, starting in 2011, Patricia used a mixture of dating services, matchmakers, and personal ads in newspapers to meet wealthy, elderly men. She wooed them with her cloying charm. De Gorne's empathy and demeanor ensnared them without much trouble. She certainly didn't fit the profile for a malicious gold digger. One former victim, Robert Vaux, described her as a ray of sunshine. Like a warm, sunny day, it appeared Patricia was nearly impossible to ignore. Once she had gained their trust, she was poised to entrap them. De Gorne frequently lived with the men she targeted, which allowed her clear access to incapacitate them. Her trademark became subtly poisoning her victims with the prescription drug Valium. According to an article in The Cut, de Gorne slipped the drugs into meals she prepared for her lovers. Once they were sedated, she coerced her partners for money, even talking them into signing checks made out to her. One report claimed she'd even talked her way into a partner's will. In 2011, her methods took a ghastly turn. De Gorne was living in Nice with a man in his 60s named Michel Kneffel. That July, Kneffel was discovered dead. He and De Gorne shared a residence in a hotel, and his body was found on the ground of their apartment. The cause of death was later determined to be overdose by alcohol and Valium. At that time, though, there was insufficient evidence to pursue charging De Gorne. Then another slain lover was found that year, the body of 85-year-old Francesco Filippone, a man from the suburbs of Nice, was discovered in his bathtub. De Gorne again slipped away before she was caught. Before that investigation found Filippone's killer, De Gorne struck again. In 2012, she found her next victim in a man named Robert Mazereau. Using the tried routine of living with her suitors, De Gorne moved in with the 87-year-old man, allegedly trading lodging for sex. She later both poisoned and assaulted him. Mazereau not only survived, but escaped. Upon his claims, French authorities took a closer look at De Gorne. They discovered a litany of harrowing items in her possession. Amongst them was a ledger of documents of men she'd been involved with, containing their identities and, more importantly, their bank details. Bottles of Valium were also amongst the findings. In 2013, De Gorne was charged and convicted for fraud, theft, and kidnapping of Robert Mazereau. She was sentenced to 5 years in French prison. While De Gorne did her time, investigators tried to determine if there were more former victims of the widow. Those 5 years of investigation unearthed harrowing details. In January of 2018, she went on trial again, this time for her involvement in the deaths of Michel Kneffel and Francesco Filippone. Two more victims, who De Gorne had attacked or attempted to poison, had been identified and were included in the trial as civil plaintiffs. One of those plaintiffs was Robert Vaux, the man who'd called her a ray of sunshine. That winter, 91-year-old Vaux testified that 6 years before, De Gorne had come to live with him, only to begin sneaking him Valium while they cohabitated. She had tried to weaken him, hoping his hindered health and judgment would allow her to steal from him. After a visit to his doctor, Vaux soon realized he was in perilous danger. He ended the relationship, and she disappeared. This testimony, combined with the evidence from other victims, was enough to convict De Gorne later that very month. In late January, she was handed down a 22-year sentence. Reporters say she didn't even flinch upon hearing it. But just 1 year later, in January of 2019, she appealed. And incredibly, she was acquitted of both deaths. The only remaining charges she faced were the attempted poisonings by Valium. In light of this, she continues to serve out a reduced 14-year sentence. If she is released on schedule, the Black Widow of the Riviera will leave prison in 2033, at the age of 73. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.